The Mexican movie Amores Perros gives audiences a different look at love, life, and dogs in Mexico City. It was nominated for an Academy Award earlier this year and has proven to be a hit with American audiences. From Los Angeles, NPR's Madalit Del Barco reports.
Before becoming a filmmaker, Alejandro González Iñárritu was a top rock and roll DJ at Mexico City's number one radio station, WFM.
Con motivo del escándalo, el ruido, smog y aturdimiento que provoca una ciudad de 17 millones de personas, WFM patrocina 15 segundos de silencio.
Iñárritu brings the same frenetic intensity to his first film, Amores Perros, which begins with a spectacular car crash in the streets of Mexico City. The lives of three characters intersect at the crash: a young man who has fallen in love with his sister-in-law, a beautiful model who's injured in the accident, and a former revolutionary turned hitman. Director Iñárritu says his film tells three love stories, the kind of love characterized in the title, Amores Perros, in English, dogs' loves.
And in Mexico, when somebody say that something is dogs, like this perros, it means like it's like something strong, something savage, something wild. So the kind of translation will be more close to tough loves, for example, or wild loves, you know? Love is a very subversive feeling. It's like something that can give you the meaning of life and is the only feeling that can save you to be more than flesh and bones, you know? But at the same time, that beautiful feeling can kill you. If you translate that love into passion or jealousy or, you know, possession, it can kill you too.
The emotions of Iñárritu's characters are mirrored by their pet dogs.
The dogs teach a lot of things to the characters in the film, you know, and they are used as a metaphors in each story, and what happens to the owner happened to the dogs, and what happened to the dogs happens to the owners. You know, I think it's a very important film for dogs.
The hitman lives with scruffy stray mutts in a filthy shack. The model's poodle is beautifully coiffed, but becomes trapped after crawling through a hole in her new apartment floor. And the young man finds that as his sexuality blooms, his Doberman becomes a killer. Dogs are also used as metaphors for the violence of Mexico City. The film depicts the vicious underground world of dogfighting. Filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu insists that no dogs were harmed in the making of the film, and he points out that the movie was endorsed by the Humane Society of the United States. Animal handlers smeared the dogs with fake blood and trained them to go limp and play dead.
It's a dog lover's film. You know what I mean? I think they should bring their dogs, because I think if their dogs, they will be allowed to see the film, they will say, yeah, finally somebody understands us. Because dogs are more complex than we thought.
Iñárritu says that rather than being frivolously violent, a charge he levels at the movie Gladiator, Amores Perros is more about redemption and forgiveness. He says he also wanted to show audiences what the largest city in the world is really like.
We take out all the romanticism and that kind of folkloric period piece of Mexico. This is a contemporary film that shows the emotional temperature of our city. It's like the most beautiful, incredible, electrifying city, you know. You have great architecture, some, you know, the best food, incredible people, deep and old culture, but at the same time you have a lot of pollution, a lot of corruption, a lot of violence, all in one city, you know. It's 21 million people, anthropological, it's an anthropological experiment, you know.
Amores Perros is Iñárritu's first feature film. He went from radio personality to directing TV commercials, 800 of them in all. While working with TV cameras helped prepare him for filmmaking, Amores Perros is very much informed by his work as a DJ.
And I can feel my rhythm there. I create all my stuff with music instincts, and this film is very me.
His movie's soundtrack album features some of Mexico's hottest new bands, Café Tacuba and Control Machete. Filmmaker Alejandro González Iñárritu says he edited the film while listening to Ry Cooder's soundtrack to Paris, Texas, and by listening to Mexico City itself.
the sound of my city like a barking thing. Like, rawr, you can see, you can hear the barking, you know.
Amores Perros represents a new brand of Mexican cinema, says Leonardo García Tzao, a screenwriter and film critic for the Mexico City newspaper La Jornada. He says for years, Mexican theater was dominated by low-budget escape flicks.
In the old days, in the 60s, you had those wrestling movies, the superheroes of wrestling, and the Comedia Ranchera, which were comedies played out in ranches with the hacienda and a social structure that nobody knew existed, you know. So it was very, very out of the reality. And I think that was one of the reasons for success. People don't want to see reality.
Sal says that changed a little in the 1970s with a handful of political films, which, like the earlier entertainments, were funded by the government. When the Mexican economy collapsed in the 1980s, government support for films dried up and didn't return until the 1990s. Filmmakers began to portray more urban, realistic themes. Alejandro González Iñárritu says he's glad there is a new acceptance for this kind of filmmaking.
3 years, 4 years ago, began that kind of, I don't know, feeling, good feeling about, hey, let's talk stories about us, and we will like, we are now able and ready to see ourselves, even when we don't want to see ourselves because we have a lot of problems with, okay, it's like a therapy process. No? Let's see ourselves, let's accept ourselves.
Alejandro González Iñárritu is now working on his next film, 21 Grams, a reference to the amount of weight a person supposedly loses as they're dying. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.